Welcome to Small Time Leaders, a 10-minute podcast about how giving credit to others can help you experience more success and meaning in your leadership and life. My name is Michael Allen Tate, but my friends call me Mike. I work with accomplished business people who want to design a personal strategy to make their next big move their best move. In each of my podcasts, you will hear a successful leader talk about a couple of people in their lives who did or said a small thing that was so on point and profound that it still impacts how they live and work today, which I've come to call small-time leader moments. Welcome to Small Time Leader Podcast. My name is Mike Tate, and I'm your host. Today is my time to talk about a small-time leader in my life. President Dwight D. Eisenhower said, "We succeed only as we decide in life or in war or in anything else on one single overriding objective and to make all other considerations bend to that priority." Although Ike was a great leader, I did not know Eisenhower. He was a bit before my time, so my small-time leader is not Ike. My small-time leader today is named Paul. Paul was my neighbor. He had a motorcycle. Not just any motorcycle, a Harley. And not just any Harley, a 1985 Harley Davidson Road Glide. But before I tell you about Paul, let me remind you of my two guests this month on the Small Time Leader Podcast, Romina Muhammadi and Brian Ahir. Romina told two amazing stories. His first reminded all of us as leaders to explain the why behind our decision as we to engage and motivate our teams. Then Romina also shared how having patience with people and problems can help us grow. Brian Ahir shared two inspiring stories. One was about how small decisions can change your life forever. His second episode illustrated vividly that luck is where preparation and opportunity meet. If you missed Romina or Brian's episodes, I hope you'll take a listen real soon. Now back to Paul. I met Paul 20 years ago when he was in his mid-60s and a successful businessman. We had spoken on and off over the years, but mainly I waved at Paul as he rode past my house on his Harley, and I had to admit I was a bit envious, even though I'm not a motorcycle guy. One Sunday afternoon, I was out in my front yard and saw Paul cruising down the street. He slowed down, pulled in my driveway, stepped off the bike, hung his helmet on the handlebars, and walked over and asked me, "Mike, would you like to take a ride?" I said, "Sure." He handed me a helmet, showed me how to adjust the built-in headset microphone things so we could talk with each other and listen to music, he said. So, you know, I was a bit nervous not being a bike guy, but as Paul headed us down along the highway, I soon relaxed, and after a few miles down the road, I discovered why this Harley was called a Road Glide. It was smooth because it was like riding a Cadillac with the windows down. Pretty amazing. Okay, everyone, before we continue today's episode, I just want to remind you of my new book, Roll Up Your Sleeves. The book is on how to lead and live in a world of constant change. Roll Up Your Sleeves has a biblically based storyline that shows you how to get through your transition wilderness to your promised land. Order the book today at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or your local bookstore. For more information, go to the book's website. The links are attached on the show notes. Okay, now back to the show. So we glided along, and after 30 or 40 minutes, tooling down some winding back roads, talking on the headset from time to time, listening to a tune or two, we crossed over a short bridge over a small creek. Paul pulled off, parked the bike. We got off and had a seat on the picnic table. I turned to Paul and said, "Paul, how'd you get into motorcycles?" He didn't say anything for a moment or two, and I wondered if I had touched a nerve. Then he said with a quiver in his voice, "Mike, I got into motorcycles to save my family. My wife and I have always had good relationship, but not with my two sons who were 10 and 12 at that time." He said, "So about 20 years ago, I realized I'd spent my entire life on my career, going to school, getting more degrees, pouring everything into climbing the career ladder. My work was my sole priority.
I had basically ignored my kids. And of course, I'd been to some of their ball games and seen them get some trophies and ribbons. I showed up at a few high school events. But, you know, on my 42nd birthday, I decided to do something. I took off alone on a 3-day bike trip and thought about my life, prayed a lot more than I usually do. And God made it clear to me it was time for a change. I wanted to be a real father, he said. I was going to do something to get to know my boys, really know them, because they're going to be teenagers soon and it could be too late. So he said, you know, I've always loved motorcycles, so I bought this one you're sitting on with my sole intent to use this machine to get close to my kids. His eyes got misty. Then he said, so twice a year, every year, I took each of my sons one at a time on a road trip anywhere they wanted to go. Sometimes we had detailed plans, sometimes with no destination, we just rode. We rode, we camped out, we saw lots of interesting places, but most of all, he said with a gulp, I listened to them. I listened to them. We shared stories, experiences, learned about each other, and I got my kids back. So to answer your question, Mike, he said, that's how and why I got into motorcycles. I said, thanks, Paul. I picked up my helmet, got back on the bike. We rode in silence home, listening to Willie Nelson, seeing my heroes have always been cowboys. I had a new appreciation for my neighbor now. I understood the wonder of a road glide Harley, but most of all, seeing Paul's contented smile after he told his stories. This day and this story is one I'll never forget because Paul demonstrated what it takes to find success, to step away from your life, decide what is your priority, and as Eisenhower said, make all other considerations bend to that priority. About a year after our ride, Charlie had a heart attack and died while riding on his bike on a backcountry road. I like to think he left this world in a place he wanted to be, on his Harley, replaying he and his son's motorcycle memories with a contented smile on his face. Paul was a small-time leader in my life.
Thank you so much for listening. I'd like to leave you with a thought. I believe that we live in a small world that often feels out of control. But I also believe there is a big God who is in control and who speaks to us in a still, small voice. And if we just listen, we may be granted the occasion to make a positive difference in someone's life. So I challenge you to be a small-time leader today and help someone see themselves in a brand new way. Thanks again for listening to this podcast. For more information about my firm, blog, products, today's special guest, please go to michaelallentate.com or smalltimeleaders.com. And don't forget to subscribe to the Small Time Leader podcast so you never miss an episode. And join our Facebook group for more exclusive content. I'll see you on the next episode of Small Time Leaders.